Lucky Santangelo is a household name in a lot of those households which house some of the more than 500 million copies sold of the novels of Jackie Collins. Ms. Santangelo, as we put it here on NPR, is the heroine, more or less, of seven of them, including Lucky, Vendetta, Lucky's Revenge, Dangerous Kiss, Drop Dead Beautiful, and Goddess of Vengeance. She's kind of all those things, the beautiful daughter of a former mob boss who has her own way of making offers that people can't refuse, including the food, which is lavishly prepared for the people that Lucky Santangelo cherishes, unless, of course, they get in her way. Jackie Collins has now produced the Lucky Santangelo Cookbook. What a wonderful excuse to talk to Jackie Collins, who joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
Well, let me begin with a recipe I wasn't expecting, which is meatloaf.
Ah, yes. Well,
And you say in this book, you eat meatloaf.
I love meatloaf.
Why am I surprised by that?
I don't know. Meatloaf, fabulous mashed potatoes. But my favorite recipe in the book of all is something that my mother taught me, and that's the English roast potatoes.
I saw that one, and they're
you got to try those. You will love those. You parboil them for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you have hot oil in your oven. And you take out the hot oil and you throw the potatoes in and you just leave them for an hour and they will come out fabulously crisp on the outside and fabulously soft on the inside.
I think children will appreciate your approach to vegetables in this cookbook, which is just cheese them up. You know, it's a pretty simple recipe, if I say so myself. Tell us about cheesy cauliflower au gratin.
Oh, well, that is absolutely delicious. I mean, you just cover everything in this fabulous cheese and you melt it and you make the vegetables very kind of edible, you know, because most kids are used to vegetables that they get at school and they're disgusting, you know, and so they go off vegetables. But if you can introduce...
Overcooked, limp, lifeless.
Yeah, exactly. Pale. Didn't you get that at school? I know I did.
Yes,
and
of course.
So if I'm going to do vegetables, then I want them to be absolutely delicious and delectable.
You did a lot of movies like your sister, Joan Collins. What made you move into writing?
Well, actually, I was always an out-of-work writer, and I only did movies when I was a teenager, and I was expelled from school. And my parents said to me, oh, you know, your sister's doing movies in Hollywood. She's a big star out there. You can go and do the same thing. You're not bad-looking. And I thought, well, I'll make some money making these movies, playing the Italian girl, which is what I always seem to be cast as. And I did it for, you know, a couple of years when I was a teenager. I had to throw Alec Guinness over my shoulder in one movie and played the Italian girl in another. And
Wait. You threw Alec Guinness over your shoulder?
Well, we were doing this movie called Barnacle Bill, and he was supposed to rock and roll with me. And, you know, he was a much older man. And
how did you, forgive me, you threw one of the great men of the English theater over your shoulder.
There was a whole bunch of us that were rock and roll teenagers in the scene, and I was the one that was elected to dance with him in my tight jeans and my striped T-shirt, and I have the stills to prove it.
My.
And then I said, this is ridiculous. I have to start on my writing career. So I wrote a book called The World is Full of Married Men. Because I found that in my teenage years, married men would be chasing me everywhere and going, oh, yeah, well, my wife is different, but, you know, she doesn't really understand me. And I thought, this is so interesting. And I wanted to write and turn the double standard on its head. And then eventually I created Lucky Santangelo because she is such a brilliant character because she does all the things that women would like to do. She says all the things they would like to say, and she gets away with it.
Another recipe.
Yes.
Lemon linguine, which is reportedly a Santangelo family favorite.
It is a family favorite, and they love it with the creamy sauce.
This is essentially lemon zest with a lot of cream and butter over linguine.
I know. It's terrible the way I use cream and butter, but I think if you're going to indulge yourself, you may as well indulge, you know? And that's what the family does. I do think you can treat yourself. And I believe in chocolate. Like, there's some great chocolate desserts, the molten chocolate and the pies and things like that.
The chocolate mousse with creme fraiche.
Oh, great. Don't you love creme fraiche? So I have used a lot of things in the book that probably are forbidden in most books because I look on the bestseller list and I see how to be healthy, how to eat healthy, how to do this and how to do that. But what the hell? You know, we're only here once. Let's have some fun.
Jackie Collins, her new book, The Lucky Santangelo Cookbook. Good eating to you, Ms. Collins.
Well, thank you.